Okay, so today I want to discuss the Yisod slightly less than the Parsha. I mean, it'll explain the Parsha, but the very important Yisod is when I get to preparing ourselves for Pesach. And the general Kasha Bechlal that comes out of this Parsha is that why, what's the Inyan, what's the Oymek, the Inyan of the Nega? You know, Chazal said the Nega is the opposite Oysius of Oynek. Oynig is Shabbos, Oynig and Nega are two opposites. So Shabbos is the opposite, and the Goyim, you have to understand why is that the opposite. So the main kasha that comes out of this whole sugya is that why was the Kohen God, why was he the Poistik when they get to the Goyim? Right? The Kohen was an Oivet, and it wasn't the Poistik. That was for the Bezdin. Nevertheless, when it comes to, and it's, even if you know for sure, the Kohen has to say it, the Kohen has to speak it out. So why is the Kohen the Poistik for the Indian and the Goyim? Just to talk about the whole Indian of the Beis HaMikdash, and then we'll understand why the Kohen has to be a poster for the Nega. Pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the first word of Vayikra is Vayokor with a little aleph, as you all know. And Rashi says there that the Pasuk already is mechalek between the Nevi Yisrael and the Nevi Umas Oilam. That the Nevi Yisrael is Vayikra, Lashon Chibur. Have the Nevi Umas Oilam, Nigla Lem Lashon Arai Betuma. Shnema Vayokor Lekim Al Bilam. This is the first word of Torah Kohenim. The first word of Torah Kohenim is mechalek between the Tzadikim from Yisrael and Ki'ilu, the Tzadikim, those on the high Madrega from Umas Oilam. It's mamish the first word of Vayikra. You have to understand like why is the whole Teres Kohenim based on being mechalek between Bilam and the Nevi Yisrael. What's that going to do with Bichlal Teres Kohenim? What's going to do with Avoda? And especially the Hadgosha of Nevi Yisraelim Nigla Leim Beloshen Arab Tumush Shema Vayokel Kimel Bilam. Vayokel Kim is bechin of Keri, bechin of Tumah. How can you say the bechin of Hakadosh Baruch appearing to the Goyim? It's the Lashon Keri, Lashon Tumah. But the Oymek HaInyan is that we know that Pesach is the Seid Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam, right? Klal Yisrael was born a Goy, Mikerev Goy. Goy, Mikerev Goy. Goy, Mikerev Goy is the Shoresh of Pesach, is the Shoresh Havdalah between Yisrael and Umas Oilam. Why were we let out? Shleishinu is Shemam, Shleishinu is Lashoinam, Shleishinu is Levush. In other words, we kept separate, we made Havdalah. Havdalah ben Hamadl ben Yisrael Amim, that's how we were zeichet to leave Yisrael. So it's an important nakuda to discuss the Indian of Havdalah, the Shoresh, the Soid of Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam. So when we want to learn about the Yisoid of the Shoresh of the Havdalah ben Yisrael Amim, is that we have to go back to the Yehudi HaRishon, we have to go back to the first Yid, whether the Halachi was a Yid or Ben Noach. If you want to see 20, 30 pages in the Parashat Rachim, you're welcome to do so. But he was the first one who was spoken about as being a Yid. He's going to be the father of the Ummah Yisrael. So by Avraham Avinu we see also a type of Havdalah. Vayem Hashem el Avraham lech lecha mi'artchom latchom v'tzabicha l'aretz asher eka, the b'chin of Havdalah. But to understand this Havdalah, we have to look into the end of Parshas Noach. And the end of Parshas Noach is Megala Tata Moed HaKenyan. Mamish of Moed HaKahafla HaKenyan, which will explain us the whole Chiluk between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam. The end of Parshas Noach, the last Rashi, but the last Pasuk, the last words in Parshas Noach is Vayomas Terach V'choran. And Rashi asks already, Terach stayed to live many, many years after Avraham Avinu left. So what's that? It's Vayomas Terach V'choran, if Terach was still alive by the Lech Lecha. It is, Rashi says, Rishoyim V'chayim Kruim Meisim. Rashi adds on, V'tzadikim Afim Misosom Kruim Chayim. Shneim, Rashi brings the Pasuk, Shmuel ben Yo ben Yodo ben Ishchai, even though he wasn't alive, ben Ishchai. So number one, what's the big significance at this point of mentioning the Inyan of Rishon B'Chayim Kurimim? And number two, you know that Rashi HaKadosh, every Ois of Rashi is written B'Tachlis HaDikduk. Why does Rashi have to add on the Nekuda of Tzadikim B'Misosan Kurim Chayim? Hari, what's in the Nagea to us is Vayom HaTerach. Terach is like a Shtobin. What's in the Nagea to Tzadikim B'Chayim Kurim Eis? Rashi's Mazbeh, and Rashi's coming to Farish Pshute Shul Mikra, Rashi's Mazbeh that over here, that is the Bechina of Tzadikim, Bechayim, Kroi Mesem, Talkoch, Tzorch Leimah, that also that's merumas over here in the Pesukim. Why is that merumas over here in the Pesukim? So that's the Lechoyra, the remez is, that Rashi mentions, that the Pesuk he mentions over here, Be'or Kastim. Or Kastim, we know, is where Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kibshon Ha'ish, like Rashi brings down over here. Avraham Avinu was thrown into the Kibshon Ha'ish, and he came out alive. We discussed before that Avraham Avinu thrown into the Kibshon Ha'ish doesn't mean the Nesbo that nothing happened to him. He came out the same as he went in. The same way as by the Akedah, where he wasn't shechted, but there's still a forish of Yitzchok, still Eifesh of Yitzchok, so too Avraham Avinu went into the Kibshon Ha'ish and came out alive. Halkoch, you have to say that that's a darab of Tzadikim Chayeyim B'mitosam Kurim Chayim. He went into the Kibshon Ha'ish, and then there was a Misa, and so that's Meramiz on the sod of Tzadikim B'chayim Kurim Eisim. So Taka, that's why Rashi mentions it over here. At the end of Parashas Noach, you have both Nekudas. You have Al Terech as a Gishtovina, Hayom Al Terech B'choron, Roshoyim B'chayim Kurim Eisim, and then you have Tzadikim B'mitosam Kurim Chayim. Look at Avraham Avinu, after he's running to the Kibshon Ha'ish. Tzadikim B'mitosam Kurim Chayim. Chazal say, V'ameich Kulom Tzadikim. So this Havdalah, that we see at the end of Parashas Noach, between Rishon B'chayim Kurim Eisim, Tzadikim B'misosan Kurim Chayim, and Klal Yisrael are called Tzadikim, V'ameich Kulom Tzadikim. So that's the Shoresh Havdalah between Klal Yisrael and Umas Oilam. The Umas Oilam are Gishtorbenam. The Umas Oilam, even when they're alive, they're dead. Tzadikim, Am Yisrael, even when they're dead, they're alive. In other words, and therefore, that's the biggest Havdalah you can make between them. They never cross paths. Somebody who never lives at the same time, that's the greatest Havdalah. You always have to make Havdalah if there's two people together. But the Yidin and the Goyim are never together. The Goyim are always dead. The Yidin are always alive. So there's no mocking where the Yid dies. There's no mocking where Goy is alive. And really, that's the Sheresh Havdalah. Hamamdu ben Yisrael Am. And that's all the rumors over here. And after those psukim, you can come on to say, you follow the Gishtorben, you're a Leibidika. Then you can make a Sheresh, then you can make a Sheresh of Abdullah. Why? Because where is he going? He's going on Aretz, the Sherechla. What's Eretz Yisrael called? Eretz Yisrael called Aretz Zachayim. Aretz Zachayim. Aretz Zachayim. Chutz La'aretz is the Mokam Amisa. Eretz Yisrael is Aretz Zachayim. Eretz Yisrael says Chazal, Eretz Shemiseh Chayim Tchila. So it's the land of Tchiyat Amisa. After you made Abdullah between Avram and between the Yidin and the Goyim, after you made Abdullah, the Goyim was Shaykh to Misa, the Yidin was Shaykh to Chaim, so Avram Avinu has got to go to Eretz Yisrael where he belongs, and that's the Chinah of Pashas Lech Lecha. More poil you see is by Yaakov and Esav. Because we know that the Yaakov and Esav is the Sheresh Taka of the Umas Oilam of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov is the Avi, father of Klal Yisrael, and Esav represents the Umas Oilam in always. So Hashem, so Lazozel, everything is always represented by Yaakov and Esav. Esav says, "Hoylech lama, hoylech is b'loshen hoyve." In other words, he's constantly in the process of being hoylech lama. That's Esav. Esav is a hoylech lama. Yaakov, we know it's faked. Yaakov, we know loymeis. Yaakov, we know never dies. In the Parshas Vayechi, where he died, called Parshas Vayechi Yaakov. So who never met? Yaakov and Esav never met. Yaakov is always alive. Esav is always hoylech lama. So they never met. Even when Esav later, Vayishlach says, let's go together, Yaakov said, how can we go together? I mean, we never meet. You shaykh to meet, I'm shaykh to chayim. But over there, by Yaakov and Esav, there's a much greater oimek over him. Because Esav is taka somebody, Esav is the sheresh of Olam Hazeh. I mean, he's the king of Olam Hazeh. What do we say Olam Hazeh? Olam Hazeh is the sheresh of Misa, the Olam HaMisa. The Olam that takes chayim, makes it into Misa. Which in other words is called Al-Khar B'Chatechia. That was Esav. What was Esav's job in Olam Hazeh? His job in Olam Hazeh was to take Chaim and kill it. Take Chaim, make it into Misa. So he's a Hoylech Lamed. He's constantly in the process of killing. At that moment, when Esav gave away the Bechoyra, right? When Esav gave away the Bechoyra, he came tired, right? Vayoba Esav, Oyef and Asada. Why was he tired? What does Rashi say over there? Rashi says one word, I think. He's tired from? Ritzich. Rashi says he's tired from Ritzich. So what did he say to Yaakov? He said to Yaakov, Alitaininot. Yaakov says, why? Yaakov says, give me the Bechoyer. What does Rashi say? Why did Yaakov want to take the Bechoyer away? Says Rashi, who is destined to do Avodah and Beis HaMikdash? Who? The Bechoyer. Right? That's what Rashi says over there. So Yaakov says, it's Eina Kedai that Esav should do the Bechoyer. And that's why Yaakov took the Bechoyer away from him. What's the Inyan? Now, what the Eimek Inyan is, that we're going to discuss, and that's going to be the main part of this Batoira, that the Beit HaMikdash was the Mokum of Chaim. The Beit HaMikdash was the Mokum of Lenefesh Lo Yitam Ba'amos, right? The Kohen's not allowed to become Tomei Meis, right? Meis is the Sheresh of all the Tomeis, and the Beit HaMikdash was the Mokum where the Big Zaveri can do the Beit HaMikdash. The whole Yom Kippur, state of Yom Kippur, was all about Tumas Mikdash Kadosh, the Soil Hashem, and this, everything was Mechapim, Tumas Mikdash Kadosh. Tumas comes from Misa. The Kohen is Lenefesh Lo Yitam Ba'amos. the Beis Hamikdash was a place where Taker, so all the mitzvah came from the world and it came alive. Explain it later what I mean. But the Beis Hamikdash was a mokum of Tchis Mitzvah. The Beis Hamikdash was a mokum of Chaim to all the Tchimus of Mitzvah. Esav is the one that takes all the Chaim, makes it into Mitzvah. So Esav and the Beis Hamikdash are mamish two opposites. Esav takes Chaim, makes it into Mitzvah. Beis Hamikdash takes Mitzvah, makes it into Chaim. So who can do Avoida? Who's there that can do Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash? Yaakov, because Yaakovinu leimeis. Yaakovinu leimeis. Yaakovinu is the Bechinat Tzadik, and he's leimeis. If he's leimeis, if he's always alive, pray the Gemara in Tanis, what do you mean Yaakovinu leimeis? Well, because if I hunt away, they oiled him and this. She said, no, that's the Bechinat Tzadikim and Misosim Kurim Chaim. Yaakovinu is Poyal, the star of Tzadikim and Misosim Kurim Chaim. What was the tackle for this amazing? Just to take all the meats in the world and to bring it back to life. The Sherish, the Tchis, the Mesim of Oil Mazeh. And Mela, Esau represents the exact opposite. Esau is the one who's taking Chayim and is killing it. So Mela, therefore, Esau came from the field. He's tired from what? Says Rashi, he's tired from a tzicha. You're tired from a tzicha and you want to do Avodah and Bismigdash? Avodah and Bismigdash is just faked. I mean, even on a Parshita level, what does it say to Bismigdash? The main Avodah of Bismigdash was what? The Mizbeach. Why mustn't you make Mizbeach out of Barzel? Why mustn't you cut it out of Barzel? So Rashi says that the Barzel is Nibro, the Katsa Yom of Shalodom. The Mizbeach is Nibro, the Harach Yom of Shalodom. Einoidin, Shayar, the Makatsa should make the Mizbeach, which is Marach. So that's only Mamshad, we'll discuss it by Oymek later. But you see, the Bismigdash is a Mokom of Marach Yom. Eisel was Makatsa, everybody's Yom. So therefore, at that point, Yaakovinu was Megala, the Yaakovinu Leimeis. So therefore, you see, the Yaakovinu was a big Krishma to Kiyid. Because, right, when he meets Yosef, he learns Krishma. When he gets with his brother, with his sons, when he's around him on his deathbed, he meets Krishma. What's the beginning of Krishma? Krishma is the dark of Tzadikim and Mitzvot and Kriyam Chaim. Hare Yisei Ba'afda Shashon Lekecha B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshcha. You're dead. If you look at later, L'man Yir Bo Yimecha M'yimei V'nechem Al Adom Ha'shinish Bo Yivek Alayv. The whole Indian of Krishma is the Indian of Tzadikim and Mitzvot and Kriyam Chaim. Yaakovin is the dark of Tzadikim and Mitzvot and Kriyam Chaim. Yaakovin is always Koyer Krishma. So Meila, therefore, Yaakov is the opposite of Esav. Esav is the killer. Yaakov brings everything back to life. If the Midrash brings everything back to life, so that's the beginning of Yaakov. The same Avdala, we saw earlier, between Avram and where Avram came from, and he was mamish, born into a mishpacha of Goyim, born into a mishpacha of Rishon, Chayim, Kurim Esav. Avram Avinu, we'll soon see, was the dark of Tadikim, Misosan, Kurim Chaim, as we just saw, and we'll see soon still. And the same beginning was the beginning of Yaakov and Esav. This darga of tzaddikim, or always chayim, is only called man a yid is shomer is tzaddik. The yid is shomer, the shem tzaddik, the darga of tzaddik is then a yid has no shaykh to misa. Which avoid is avoid of tzaddik? That's avoid of midas, the zayin midas is an avoid of midas hayisod. Tzaddik yisoy choylam. Tzaddik yisoy choylam is the darga of shmir sabris. So a yid is a vada of amich kulam tzaddik. A yid has nothing to do with mitzvah. Right? A yid, even when he dies, is chayim. So only calls man his shomer being a tzaddik. Then he's been mitzvah from kriyam chayim. Shmir of a tzaddik is the shmir of the bris. Shmir is a bris. Pagam and bris is fakir. Pagam and bris is dafkir tzich. Gemara says a nida. Gemara says a ferish nida that yid gimel. Says a gemara nida. That mash chazer levatola ki ilu shayfich dom. Right, that's the beginning of Shvichas Dama, that's where the Eitzel is afraid. Hayid is poigim, tzadikim me mitzosim kurim chayim. Hayid pegam me mitzos for tzadik. It's okay, then the Yid drops into the beginning of Nisa. Can you say the
Eitzel has tzadik lava?
Yes, was I what?
He was strong.
Yeah, no.
Tzadik is... Seven?
Not seven.
Seven midas.
No, from the seven midas, which one is? Yeah. Malchus also, we'll soon see. David HaMelech Yisrael is also such a bechina. We'll come. David HaMelech is mitzvot yim, or whatever. We'll come to David HaMelech in a second. David HaMelech is the same bechina, but a darga lower. David HaMelech was born from things that looked the whole time like pegamin tikkun ha'yisod. Yehuda takes the zayna, but he ends up being mekayin mitzvah of yibum. What's yibum? Yibum is tzaddikim and mitzvot and krim chayim. What's the whole mitzvah of yibum? Yibum is an aroyas. Yibum is an erev of eshes ach. But it's lahokim lochem shem. What is lahokim lochem shem? Even though he's dead, he's really alive. That's tzaddikim mitzvot and krim chayim. That's Yehuda and Toma, and there was another yibum. Rus and Boyaz is also a yibum. So that's already a darga after Yisod, we'll discuss this. Well, call upon and that's Midas HaYisod. Somebody is shoyma on the Midas HaYisod, is then he's shaykh to chayim. Somebody is then he's a tzaddik. He's mashchus to Yisod, he's shaykh. Then it's the Svar Magdash and Sebe Farish, say in a Pelodi Kazach, or Teres Yeshua, the Mori de Kazach, that's getting Kabbalistic a shtickle. But just to touch upon it, the Arizal says, the famous, the Arizal says from the Pasuk, Kivi Chashak Vafalteyu. Right? Kivi Chashak Vafalteyu, that's the Pasuk that says, Masakim Midas HaBrit. The shame in that pasuk, base your test. That's a shame that's misakim midas habris. That's true to the makas ba'afal teyu poilus. Right, the whole inyan is that the boilea, the zera lo atol is nivla ben agoyim, and then kapolta we have to be poil to be poilus. Afal teyu is inyan poilus. The shame in base, which we know the honor of which is ma'al that all the netoyes are out. Says the teres yeshua ki bi is matriyam in base. Mem base it's ma'al netoyes. Choshak. In Chashak, he says, "Mam shetal v'nizach." He says, "Every pagam and bris, is a tzicha. When do these pagam and bris usually happen? Usually happen b'lidas. A roya keri b'layla. They usually happen b'lidas. A retzicha b'lidas goes where? A retzeach b'lidas goes to Aramikla. Are there three Aramiklas? That's right. The first three Aramiklas. One was called Shechem. One was called Kedesh. And one was called Chevron. What's that? Chashak." Chevron, Shechem, and Kedesh. Kedesh is Tzvah. That's the one of Aramikla. He says, Kivi Choshak Vafalteyu. A Pagam of being Pagam. Pagam of Bris is a Tzich and Lidas. Tzich and Lidas, you've got to run to the Aramikla. You have to run to Aramikla to when? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. You're going to see the Aram of Kohen Midas Ahoyd. Midas Ahoyd is the Midas which is the second order. We're going to see from Brochot, Tzich, Kab, Shev. I'll come to that soon. But the whole Vot you see is that the whole Pagam of Bris is a Tzich. It's a Tzich and Lidas. So therefore, it's the Bechina Kibi Choshak Vavotei. He goes even further. He says, Kedusha is the opposite of Tikkun, the opposite of Kilkul HaBris. That's Kedusha. He says, Kodesh is Kof, right? Kof Dalet Shin. He says, Kof Dalet Shin. Kof Dalet is Kiris Dalet, Kiris Arba, which is Hebron. And he says, the Shin is Shem, and then the word Kodesh is Kedesh. He's Marek, he says, all in, and he's Mitzrayim, Korm Pesach, Kol Bene, Chol Orel, Chol Orel, Orel, Yoichol Boy, he says the whole Indian. But called upon him, it's Sugya Bifniyatsu. What do you see from that? You see from that that Tikkun HaBris, Kilkul HaBris is Ritzicha. So a Yid is not Shaykh to Misa. But a Yid can become Kil or Ritzach through a Kilkul HaBris. So now let's go back to the Bechina let's go back, duplicate what we said earlier of Tzadikim and Rishoyim and Pashas Bereshit. And you see it's Mom Shafra Ophel. Ela told us Noyach. Noyach was an ish tzaddik. What does tzaddik mean? Tzaddik is tzaddik midas hayisod. After the word tzaddik comes tomim. Tomim is bris nila, right? Tzaddik lefana ve'ayisomim. Noyach is a bechin of tikkun habris. What was the rest of the Dora? The tishachis oretz. As Rashi, what's the tishachis oretz? Tishachis is shechva zera l'atala. He made it a call, it's the chol b'noyach. But Noyach was an ish tzaddik. Noyach was an ish tzaddik. That's why Noyach is bechin of Shabbos. Shabbos is a tikkun habris. Shabbos is a bechin of bris oilam, right? The race on bris oilam. Shabbos is Faket, Shabbos is Oynach Tavad Chochem, which is the Bechin of Kedusha. So Mela, you see the contrast already between the Bechin of the Tzaddik and the Bechin of the Rosh. Tzaddik, he stays alive. Tzaddik is doing a flip of mitzvah from Kurim Chaim. The Noach is wandering around in the Olam Hazeh, is dead. The Olam Hazeh is dead. I discussed this before, that no Mazalot, no Shemesh, no Chama, the whole world is dead. And Noach is still alive, that's Tzaddikim. Noach is Tzaddik and mitzvah from Kurim Chaim. Over the Rishonim, they were the Ratishachis Ha'aretz. Rashi says there that the Afilu the Baalei Chaim when it's cocking means the She'ein Eminoi. In other words, it was a Tegam and Bris that was Shaykh to the whole Bria. That's Taka Mam Shechmisa. Yaakov and Esau was exactly the same thing. Easy Mam Shepela the Kazakh. Esau, the Pasuk says, well, look at him, Pasha told us. Vayi Esau ben Arboim Shona. Right? And what happens? He decides to get married. Mazel Tov. What was going on before Esau? Before he was Mem Shona. Says Rashi, "Kol Mem Shona hoye Esau tzav noshim mitachas yad baleim u'ma'ano Esau." Kashoye b'mem b'shotoy b'mitlachas omar Mem Shona noshim. His father was 40 years. He married up and he came. So what was Esau before he was Amram Shona? He was poikem bris. He was ma'ano noshim mitachas baleim. So Esau is hinei nechayel chlam. Hinei nechayel chlam. Ari Esau was the son of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a kodesh. Kodesh Mibetan, but he was Makalkal and Bris. He was Makalkal and Bris. He was so bad that he became Mamish Ritzeach. So he's Takahoy Lachlamas. Mashayin get Yaakov Vino, the contrast of Yaakov Vino, and here you see what the Oymek of Kedusha Sabachayre is. It says by Reuven, what does it say by Reuven? Yaakov Vino says, Koichi, the Reishis Oini. What does Rashi say when he benched Reuven? Reishis Oini. He tipper Rishayna Shalei Shalei Ro Kairi B'yomah. What is Reuven? And what is Yaakov? Yaakov Minu was never Shema Habris, Chinas Shmiras Habris. What was the difference between Yaakov and Esav? Yaakov is a tzaddik. Yaakov is Shema, the Chinas Nebis HaTzaddik. He's Eini Ro Kairi B'yomah. This is the Kedushas Habris. The Kedushas HaBachar. The Kedushas HaBachar, Yaakov is Makabish HaBachar. Because the Bachar is Megala by a person. Kedushas HaBris. A Yaakov, this is the Lai Ro Kairi B'yomah. So Reuven was the Bachar, Bachar Yato, and that was Megala. The Kedushas HaBachar is Megala. The Indian of Tzaddik, the Bechina of Shmir, the Bechina of Tzaddik. That was Yaakov. So Yaakov versus Esav. Esav was Poygim and Poygim. Yaakov was Shoymer and Shoymer. Yaakov was Megala the Kedusha Tabris. And by being Megala Kedusha Tabris, he's Megala the Amich Kulam Tzaddikim, the Yidin of Bechina Tzaddikim, Shoymer and Bris. And that's the Bechina of Bechoyer. And that's why the Bechoyer was supposed to do that void in the Beis Hamikdash. And he said the Beis Hamikdash was a Mokim Fakir. The Beis Hamikdash was a Mokim that brought back all the Plita from all the Netzites that went astray. The Beis Hamikdash was Mechayim. And the Kedusha of Bechoyer is the Bechina of those, that person who was Shoymer and Bris until Mitzvah Turuhu. And the Meila, therefore, from that side of Bechayr, was supposed to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash.
Why is the Bechayr Bechayr also speaking of this?
Because Bechayr, first Bechayr is Reuven, and Pshad is that Reuven is Bechayr Yata Koichi Reishis Oini. A Bechayr is the Reishis Oini of the Father. And Rashi says, Shalai Ra Keri B'yamah. So the Kedushas of Bechayr, Kedushas of Bechayr is Megala Kedushas of Bris. So the Meila, therefore, that's why they were supposed to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. Oh, so what have we said so far? We said so far is Amach Kunam Tzadikim. Obviously, Al Tanai that a person is Shema Abris. And the Rishonim, the Goyim, they represent Pagam Abris. Mitzrayim is Erebus Oros. Mitzrayim is Erebus Oros. The Ramtam, Sutim, right? Yecheskel makes fun of the Mitzrayim about that particular Chin of Kilkel Habris. Mitzrayim was Erebus Oros. And the Yidin, the Medrash says, was Gdurim Baroy, it's the Mitzrayim. Why? Because who came down to Mitzrayim first? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is Midas Habris. Shema Habris. Yosef is Tzadik Yisrael Doilam. So maybe Yosef, Chus Yosef, they came out to Mitzrayim. How did they come out to Mitzrayim? In Makas Bechoyer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that he's not to be in tip of this, to tip of the other, to see who's the Bechoyer or not. It's not much the same Nakuda. That the Chus they came out to Mitzrayim was the Chus that they were Godom in Aroyas. Godom in Aroyas was Chus Yosef. Yosef was in Tzadik Yisrael Doilam. Godom in Aroyas means Kedushas HaBechoyer. Kedushas HaBechoyer, the Ebeshu was Makadosh HaBechoyer when they came out of Mitzrayim. And Makas Bechoyer was the Mamdu between the two Bechoyer, between the state tipoys, and that's how the Eden came out of Mitzrayim. Mamela, with that we can understand the whole dark and the whole gather of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Before we mention Aaron, it gets too confusing. The Choyd, Nisoy, the Malchus. Dovid HaMelech is Taka Bechina Dovid HaMelech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But that's like we said earlier, he's also Bechina of Chai V'Kayim. But he's a Bechina of Chai V'Kayim when Znus is Nishapech. Znus is Nishapech to become a Mitzvah, that's Nishapech to Kedusha. That's a different Bechina, but it's also Bechina of Tikkun Habris. Aaron HaKoyen is Midas Ahoyd. We know in Shemone Esra, the Berchus Tka B'Shoifo, right, is the Berchus Tka B'Shoifo is the Brocha Kenevet Midas Ahoyd. You do have the Nikodan, the Yud Kevav, gave all the brachas starting from Atachainen, it goes through the Zion Midas. Right? Achainen, and Asher Atachainen is Chochma, is Patach, is Ashivainu, is Bina, Tzeir, is Chab Shefa, is Kneged Aaron HaKoyen, which is Kneged Midas Ahoy. Chab Shefa is the brach of Vos, a Kapteinu Yachad, mi Arba Kampis Oren. Arba Kampis Oren, there is the Hirotzen, to be Mesakin, Pedama Yisod, and that's the Bechina of Aaron HaKoyen. Aaron HaKoyen was the one who was Mekabit, all those lost in places that fell, all those lost in places that fell, that they had for Dama Brit, because Aaron HaKoyen's Avoida was to bring them all back. And that's why you find that, because a lot of people became Gairim when they came to the Beit HaLog, Goyim used to become Gairim when they came to the Beit HaMikdash. As we've seen in the Beit HaBrocha, we discussed it before, so they used to come to buy Bechayra from Zavulun, from Yisachar, from Zavulun, they went to the Beit HaMikdash, Rashi said in the Beit HaBrocha, and they became Gairim. How did it become a Gairim? Because that was the Koyach of the Semidosh. Koyach of the Semidosh is the Koyach to be mufflet all in the place of the Kedusha of Tikkun of Pagamabris that was led astray, and then bring them all back into the Semidosh. That's why the Semidosh was the Makam Achaim. The Semidosh was the Makam of Amet Kulim Tzadikim. The Semidosh was the Makam of Tzadikim of Tzadikim of Tzadikim of Tzadikim of Tzadikim. And that's why we find that the first day of the Beit HaMikdash, Ha'iva Yom HaShmini, Yom HaShmini is the Yom HaMila, Yom HaMila is the Yom of Bris, the Yom of Tikkun HaBris, which is what the Beit HaMikdash represents. And that's why the first day of the Bais HaMikdash began operating in the beginning of Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris brings Chaim, Shmini is Olam Haba, the Yom Shifur HaShabbos and Nochel Lachai Lamin. And on that day, there was a Tzadikim and Misosom Kurim Chaim, Nadav Aviyah went up. Nadav Aviyah went up, that was the Darg of Tzadikim and Misosom Kurim Chaim. And that was Mechanach the Mishkan, that was Mechanach the Mishkan. What's Mechanach the Mishkan? Tzadikim and Misosom Kurim Chaim. Hetach Esau is not Roy to do Avoy the Bais HaMikdash, but he's Rishon Bechayim Kurim Esau. Another Aviv, Tzadikim, and Misosan, Kurim Chaim, all happened in Yemashmini. Yemashmini is the Bris Mila, Tikkun HaBris. Tikkun HaBris is Shmiras HaBris. Shmiras HaBris is Tzadikim, Midas Tzadik. Tzadik is Tzadik Chaim, that's Aaron HaKoin. Aaron HaKoin is Midas Ahoyt. Midas Ahoyt is the Kapteinu Yachad, Mi'arba Kambit Zahoris. Vayeva Ahoya Bayema Hu, Yitaka Bashayfa Godal, Vayevim Eretz Asher, Mani Dachim Beretz Mitzrayim. These are all the Bechinas, the Pharmaclation, these are all the Bechinas of all the Plitis from Sadam and Plitis, all going to come back. Ali day the Sheikh of God Lachir Seinu. And that was the Emes, that was the Midah of Aaron HaKoin. And that was the Bais HaMikdash. New Hagdara was the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash was like a Shmira, it was Shemir Mitzvah Yisrael. That's how we know, told the Gazach, Tver Shlema discusses it sometimes. Tver Shlema says, you see there was Shemrim in the Bais HaMikdash. Shemrim in the Bais HaMikdash, right? The Mishnah and Tomei, the Midah say Shemrim, walking around the Bais HaMikdash. Nobody was going to dare steal the Aaron. Right? There's no fear of thieves over there. Now the b'china of the shmir around the Bais HaMikdash was, as Rosh Hashanah says, is the shmir of the kedusha shelo yinkva chitzayim. Shouldn't go the kedusha of the Bais HaMikdash shouldn't go to the b'china of chitzayim. Whole b'china of the Bais HaMikdash was the b'china of walls around the whole b'china of the wall was it was a makom of shmir. It was a makom of shmir of kedusha. It was a makom of shmir. Where they usually a pagam in the b'china of Brit. The Mikdash was Shem in the Brit. Not only was it Shem in the Brit, but it brought in all those pagodim outside and was masakin. That was all, and that's why the Bais HaMikdash wasn't allowed to have any tumah. Because tumah comes from Kilkel HaBris. Kilkel HaBris is Ritzicha. Tumah is amazing. Nefesh lo yitamah ba'amav. Nefesh lo yitamah ba'amav. Right? A lot of mikvahs. There's quite a few mikvahs in the Bais HaMikdash. Why were there quite a few mikvahs in the Bais HaMikdash? Because all in the Bais HaMikdash is a coin, a roya, carry the light on. It goes down the spiral staircase. There was one mikvah. Mishnah says that, and it was full of mikvahs, because Kerry wasn't allowed. For Kerry, the Mikdash was Nesakin. The Mikdash was Nesakin all these years. Oh. I'm sure you know that there's a. The Farshim say, and just like there's an Arela, and there's a mitzvah of Mila of Tikkun, so there's Bris, Mamokam Amila, and there's also a Bris, the Pe. Right? And the Mitzvah of Bris. Of Mokam Amila, connected the Midas HaBris, connected the Pe. Right? In some translation, talk about it very long. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzrayim was on a Ralph of a sign. Same way as the Brit brings the Chayim, Tzadikim, the Chayim, Kurim Eitzim, or Pagama Brit, the Ticha, Chayim Bamoveth, the Yad HaBris Mila. The same thing we find in the Chayim Bamoveth, the Yad HaLoshoim. Why? Because it's the same Bechin. Nivul Peh, the Loshon Nevela. The Vela is, right, the Gemara says Ne'erchim, the Lashon Hora is Hoyrek. Lashon Hora is Hoyrek Shloisha, the one you speak about, the one you is, the one the Kabbalah Lashon Hora, this Lashon Hora is Hoyrek. Why? Because it's the same to Gama Bris, it's the same Bechin of Gama Bris. It's trying to say that somebody who speaks Nidal Peh, somebody who's not Shemeh Piv, he's not Shemeh Bris either. There's a Mamish, the same thing goes Bechin and hand in hand. If you go back all the way and duplicate again what we said earlier, you see that all the people who are Poyk in the Bris, the Tikkun, all the people who are Masak in the Bris, they all have the Bechin of Lashon. Farmak Deshim say that the Parsha of Noyach, which is the Parsha of the Gama Bris, Noyach was a Tzaddik, he was Shem HaBris, and that's what he was doing to build the Teva. The Teva was 300 Oyrech, Teva was 30 wide, and Chemishim Gavoya, which spells which letters? Lamed, Shi, and Nun, which is what? Lashem. Noyach was a Tzaddik, Tzaddik Tomim, Tzaddik was Shem HaBris, he was Shem HaBris, he was the tzaddik, he was built a teva, and the lashon saved it. Our answers that's in Parshas Noach. That's the bechinas lashon. What happened in the end of Parshas Noach? The people who were makalkin in Nizniyanim, they lost lashon hakodesh. Vehi kol aref lof achas, and then they were makalkin, and they became the shivim umos. Shivim umos, they lost the lashon. If you lose the brit at the beginning of the parsha, they lost the lashon at the end of the parsha. Esav was a terrible poigim. The brisoy, why? Because he was inside the piv. Side the piv. If you're not shomer b'diburoy, if you're side the piv, you're not shomer the bris either. Same b'chinah. Klal Yisrael when Mitzrayim erbes aret, zchut shloishinu l'shoinu. And therefore, lashon hara when spoke Lashon Hara, so what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? They looked in a hurry. Kali Yisrael, about Lashon Hara. If they about Lashon Hara, how are they going to go out of Mitzrayim? What's Lashon Hara going to do with coming out of Mitzrayim? Coming out of Mitzrayim means they shinu as Shemam Shlom Gushim. They were Gedurim. They were Shemim. They were Shemim Brit. You Shemim Brit. You Shemim Yepeh. If doesn't have Avirim speak Lashon Hara, how are they going to go out of Mitzrayim? And therefore, when you come out of Mitzrayim, we came out with two things. We came out with the Shemiras Brit, which is Leili Tis Mitzrayim, the Makayim Mitzvahs, Makayim Mitzvahs Mila. Chaimet is Mila. Makat Bechoris is because Shemir is a Brit, because he said the Bechor is Koyach Yeresh is Oini. So Makat Bechoris is the Ebesh, if you put the Dam of Brit, put the Dam of Brit on the door, then I know, in the Dam of Brit, you may Kabul Shemir is a Brit, then I know that you Bechiyo Be'em is Bechina to Koyach Yi, Riyat to Koyach Yeresh is Oini, that's the Kedush of the Bechor, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Bechor Mitzrayim and saved the Bechor of Kali Shon. If we came out of Mitzrayim and we were Shemir the Brit, we came out of Mitzrayim, we were Shemir the Burei, Pesach is Pesach. Pesach, Kalamar Ben Asapir is in the Shubach. When you're in Mitzrayim amongst the Erev Asarot, you can't talk properly. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Aral Sefasayim, it's an Aral. But when you come out of Mitzrayim, Moshem and Abrissi, Mitzak and Abrissi, you also Mitzak and Apeh, it goes hand in hand together. If it goes hand in hand together, if the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was a Mokim of Tikkun Abriss, or Shmir Sabriss, then the Beis HaMikdash has to be a Mokim of Shmir Saloshin as well. If the Mokim of Shmir Saloshin, therefore the Heilig of Chavetz Chaim, who's the Kohen, he brought back, he was Mo'era. The Kohen has to be Mo'era, the Indian of Shemir Saloshin. Because the Kohen is the one that brings back all the Shlechta Pagamim from Kilkul Abrit. Same Kohen brings back all the Kilkulim from Shemir Saloshin. That's what Chavetz Chaim was in Shemir Saloshin. And that's why the Kohen is the only one who can bring the Kilim Sakan. I mean, the Nega comes from what? Nega comes from the Ovin Lashon Hara. The Rath comes from Lashon Hara. In the same way as Zer Levatola is Misa, Mitzayra, which is Kilkul Abrit, is also Misa. Mitzayra is Choshev Kameh. A nega is a pchinat misa. You have to go chutz mishalosh machne. You don't belong to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is amet kulam tzadikim. Amet kulam tzadikim. If you amet kulam tzadikim, then you shame a pif and you shame a brit. If you don't belong to, if you poigim in Lashon Hara, you got chutz mishalosh machne. The Mitzvah is kameit. Kameit is the God of the machne. Klal Yisrael is amet kulam tzadikim. There's no misa in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is tzadikim. Tzadikim and Mitzvah. Kurim Chaim. Amet kulam tzadikim. You want to be mate? You have to go to all the gil machne. If the God of all the Gil Nachman, the only one who can imitate you is who? The only one who can imitate you is the Kohen Gadol. Is the Kohen Gadol. Just like we said, the only one who can take you out of Ari Miklos is the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is the Koyach who takes all the Bechinas that went to the Batola and he brings them back. Min HaMobit HaLachayim. So too, the Kohen Gadol is the one who can bring a person's Nega and can imitate a person's Nega and can retire a person's Nega. And that's the whole Inyan. That's the whole Inyan of Sefer Vayikra. Therefore, the first Rashi in Vayikra, first word, is the chiluk between the Amech Kulam Tzadikim and the Goyim. Vayakar, and the helix, the Bilam, who's the highest level Goy, who was Ki'ilu, the Bechinat the Tzadik, by the way, he was the Rebbe by the Goy, he used to go to him and give him Tidyonis, like Bolog did, to curse Klal Yisrael. Well, what does the Pasuk testifies by him? Vayakar Lekim El Bilam. Vayakar Lekim El Bilam, Vayakar is the Lashon of Keri. Person carry going. Afilu b'chayim kuremet. Afilu b'chayim kuremet. Bilam was Baal Asoinoi. Bilam was a terrible manuvel in Kilkel Habrit. But he's the helix the guy that was. Helix the guy that was mamish shon b'chayim kuremet. How are you going to be through it? Mashenkin the Nevi Yisrael. Sakan and Yisrael were tum faket. That was the bechin of Vayikra. They were mesakan Vayakor. That's sakan Hakdama. The whole Hakdama of Sefer Vayikra. The whole Hakdama. So the Beis HaMikdash is. The Beis HaMikdash takes all the Vayakos, all the carries of Klal Yisrael, and went to the Batala Chas V'Shalom, and he brings them all back El HaKadusha. He makes from Vayakor, Eden who left the Machne Yisrael, he brings them back to Vayikra, which is Lashon Chibo, Lashon Shemelach HaShoros Mishtam Shemboi. That's sakan Hakdama of Sefer Vayikra. And Mela, therefore, Beginning of Tazria, the pasuk begins with Ishak Tazria Taka Beyol Zacha. In other words, we know that she's Tomei, but Tomei Shabbat Yomim. We know that the reason why a woman's Tomei Shabbat Yomim, we know, is because that later the dark of Misa. Later the dark of Misa is since the Kilkalah, since the Chedor Adam Risha, and that's where the womb, the Rechem Chazal, is called Kever. Why? Because the child comes down into the Oilam, which is Mekulkal, and therefore the woman's Tumat Shabbat Yomim. That Tumat Shabbat Yomim, the Bechin of Tumat Nida, the Bechin of Tumat Misa. However, Yom HaShmini, Shmini is the Kilkal, Tikkun Abris brings the heat back into Chaim. Brings the Yid back into Tzadikim, the Dark of Tzadik, Shmir Sabrit. tzaddik is a filu b'mitzvah and kurim chayim, they're not shaykh to tumah, any tumah, which is nimshach from tumah tameis, which is aviyah vayt tumah, and meira therefore, for yom ha-shmini, yimel b'sar l'osa, and after that taka, the woman begins the yimei tahara. Till mitzvah, till yom ha-shmini, till there's a tikkun abrit, the world is a kilka, the shmini is a takkun abrit, and then begin the yom, and then begin the yimei tahara. And meira, that's why the whole Indian of tzadriya taka, is all in, is a coin to k'inyan. The coin has to be mistaken in the Diburim of Klal Yisrael, in the same way as the coin has to be mistaken in the thing of Klal Yisrael. And that's all Hagdama, it's a Pesach, the whole Indian of Pesach. The Svarim say that's where you start Kadesh Orchat. Kadesh is that Bechino of eating the Kadesh himself. And Ora can't eat a Kol Pesach. Kol Ora Loya Echol Boy. Kol Avoid of Nisan is the Avoid of when we came out of Erev HaSaoret, we came out of Mitzrayim. The whole avoid of Nisan is the avoid of care. It's from the Kaddish ourselves. We came out as an Am, and we have to come out as an Am. It's Kulam Tzadikim. We have to come out as an Am that's Misakin. It's not a Bechin of Orel. And that's why you find that the Shidduch between the Tikkun Abrit and the Tikkun Hapeh is the Mishnah Nedarim. And that Mishnah Nedarim, and that's how we're ending, because that sums up everything we just said. What does the Mishnah say in Nedarim? The Mishnah says in Nedarim that a person who makes a Navy is not going to have a Noah from Arelin. He's allowed to have a no from why? Because all Yisrael are called Moilim. Why? Because the Ameich Kulam Tzadikim and all the Goyim even Bilam is called an Oral. Right? That's the Habdalah. See, the Eden a Goy. You see the Habdalah and Eden a Goy. The Goy is Makal Kilkul Abris. That's the beginning of an Oral. And the Eid is Vahav Kulam Tzadikim. So Tzadikim is Midas Tzadik. Midas Tzadik is the Midas Shmiris Abris. Where is that? That's the mission in the Dorm. What does the Dorm talk about? The Koyach HaPeh of Eid. Koyach HaPeh of Eid. Koyach HaPeh. Bal Yachel Devora. Yachel is a Lashon Cholol. Cholol means the corpse. Cholol means the dead body. So Bal Yachel Devora. The Eid is the Koyach HaChaim HaMavis. The other Lashon. It's the mission in the Dorm. It's Mavar. Both the Kedushas of Peh and both the Kedushas of Midas HaYasod. And that's Takad Abdullah, as we said, between the Tzadikim and the Chayim Kurim Mason. That was the first Abdullah between Yaakov, between Avram and Terach, where he came from. And that's the Abdullah between Klal Yisrael and Omos HaOlam. Klal Yisrael and Omos HaOlam. The Tachlis Abdullah between them. Yom Kippur is where Klal Yisrael reaches their Tachlis of Kedusha, Tachlis of Tahara. The last Sugya and Yuma is the Roya Keri by Yom HaKippurim. And if he's Roya has a Shaykh, a Yid, and Yom HaKippurim should be Roya Keri, Yom HaKippurim. That's the whole Sugya. There's one Shitta says that if you see the year went by peacefully, then Yitzhaka turns out that he's a Ben Olam Haba, it wasn't from him, it was coming from the Rabbi Shalom. The Birrus that carries Beth and Asharach to Klal Yisrael, that's Taka then, and Taka Yuma. Yuma is when Klal Yisrael reach Taka, the Tachlis HaKadusha, the Tachlis HaPrishat, the Tachlis HaTahara. And that's the Havdalah between us. And that's the Bechina of Shabbos making into Negev. Shabbos is what? Shabbos is, we said, the Tikkun HaBris. Shabbos is also Layid, the Burcha Shal Shabbos. Shabbos is the Tikkun HaDibur, and Shabbos is also the Tikkun HaBris. The Nega is the opposite. You take the Nega and turn it around, you get from the word Nega, you get Oynik. That's the Bechina of Kedushas Oynik Shabbos. The Mela, coming soon to Mitzvah Hashem, especially this year, Shabbos HaGadol is on Shabbos, and we're going straight from the Oynik Shabbos, straight from the Kedushas HaBris of Shabbos, and the Kedushas HaDibur on Shabbos, straight Matzah Shabbos into Pesach, which is Kedushas HaPesach, Kalamar Belasape, into the Tikkun of Kalor LaYechobot. We have a double portion this year, Mitzvah Hashem, of Kedushas Yisrael, Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas HaBris, and the Havdu, the Havdu, the Havdu, Ben Yisrael, the Umas Ha'olam, and the Mela. That's why Abdullah, you have to say, when you leave Shabbos, when we're going back into Olam Hazeh, Shabbos, it's a poshet. When you leave Olam Hazeh, person, the message that the Eibishter wants us to leave Shabbos, when we go into the week is, you're going back into the week, you're going back into Eitz of Shlita. Just remember, Hamabdul ben Kodesh Lechoyel, Hamabdul ben Yisrael Anim. Just keep that Havdalah, that Shabbos is Mabdulah. Right, goes to Shabbat Chayav Misa. It's when Shabbos with the Havdalah is the Havdalah of Kedusha of Peh VeYisod, and that's what every Eid gets on Shabbos. That's what every Eid gets on Shabbos. And you go away from Shabbos, you have to remember these two Havdalahs, and that's why we make Havdalah Hamavdu Ben Yisrael Amin. This year we're making Faket, the Hamavdu Ben Kodesh LaKodesh, Yak Nahal. We're making the Moedik Chibur. We're not going into the week. We're staying in Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Mitzvah of the Eved helps him. The Mishvizorcha Mitzvashem. To take the Nissan, the Nissan Nigalu, the Nissan Asidin Nigal, to go into the Avoda, into the Kedusha of Pesach, the Kedusha B'Tahara, and Shvizorcha Mitzvashem, take away the last Arelis, Shaykh, the Klal Yisrael, and Shvizorcha all every Eid, to be together, to bring up the Chabura, the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, and Nechel Shom, and Azvachim, and Apsachim, and Mitzvashem, and Meher, 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 all the inyanim of mysterious nefesh, the toil, the inyan of tzaddikim is also including chayim. Yom, and Avdoi Chazan. Imagine the Kedushan, the Samikdash, the Shem, the Kedushan, the Arayim, everybody in Malib, and everybody in Arayim, and Marini. The story in Stochim, when the Seirah sends a Goy to eat Aliyah, and they call him Pesach. A Goy is Tomei. A Goy is Tomei. A Goy is Shaykh, and only now Pesach is wrong. They killed the Goy. Goy is not Shaykh, and only now Pesach is Megala, the Emetik Kedushan, the Emetik Shmira, the Emetik Kedushan. That's the whole shmir. Kol dichlin yes of yes. Everybody should be. Nobody should be out on the street. But the Pesach is a pachas of between the Yidden and the Goyim. Maral says what lachem oini. Lachem oini is the meaning. He asks why is matzah lachem oini. Maral says the matzah is the lachem of a flour and water without any added, nothing added. Right? So even if you use made pears, it becomes matzah shir already. Pashut flour and water. Pshuta without any added ingredient. That's the lechem oini. That's the lechem oini. Matzah is very expensive. I can't afford matzah. It's called lechem oini because that's the void. And that's the Pesach. The Pesach is that a yid is undiluted. Kula yid. Kula yid. He's showing on any yid. No kasher with goyim. No kasher with goyim. No, obviously a yid b'chol hashem. That means that a yid is kula shmir. That's what a yid is. Kula shmir. That's okay. Not a lot of yid don't shaykh with goyim. Just like we don't want to go in with the Asaf Shaykh the Goyim, we don't want to go in to be Yonik anything from us either. That's Lachem Oyin. The only things that there's no added, other than the Etzim Zach Alein, there's nothing else. Pesach is where the Yid is Kula Yid. He's Kula Yid. He's Kula Kvalitur, he's Kula Yid, he's Kula Mitzvah, he's Kula everything. There's no unique to Chetzoyin and Chlal Amin. Kol Dichem Yisav Yich, Kol Dichem Yisav Yisach, all the Yidin together, the Chabura, what's going on outside in the world, oblivious. It's the whole mitzvah of Rav Akiva that's talking a cave and the Romans are chasing after it. Pesach, forget about what's going on outside. They didn't know whether it was day or night, the gears monks of Krishna. Didn't know whether it was day or night, Yidin get together, and we forget about the rest of the world. The Machshava, the Dibor, the Mitzvah.